Dowel and Bays, second line, Tana. Ha'oro ba'tomei p'turim min ha'ri'iyah. There's no chiv ri'iyah by the oral. The person who's an oral, the person who's tomei. The verse says, Bishlam ha'tomei, I understand why tomei is not chayiv in ri'iyah. D'chsiv uvosa shama, v'habesim shama. The pasuk says together, in one pasuk, or actually two pasukim right next to each other, uvosa shama, is the end of the pasuk, first pasuk. And then it says, v'habesim shama, you should bring the various different karbonis. Kol sheyeshna b'bia, whoever is possible to do the mitzvah of bia, coming into the Zohar himself, which means he's yeshna havo, he has a chiv to bring karbonis. Kol she'ena b'bia, whoever cannot come into the Zohar himself, ena b'havo, he has no chiv to bring karbonis, it means he's not mechiv to send them through a shliach to the Beis HaMikdash. So the tamei, since he can't come in himself, has no chiv to bring karbonis. Hello.
In this context, the ri'iyah obviously means the carbon rather than the...
Correct. But ela oral manolan, how do we know that oral, the lachas, oral is pater? So Rashi says the case of oral was a case of Yisrael, which his brothers died because of milas. He's not doing something wrong. He's not considered a mumer. So where it says, how do we know he's pater? Hamani Rabbi Kiva. So the Tana of this price is Rabbi Kiva. The Marbi Oral probably says Kitome. Marbi the Oral Kitome. He's Marbi that Oral has the same din as Tome the Gabi other Alachas. And we're going to extend that, therefore it applies over here also. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva says, Ish. Yeah, is Tomei, or the pasuk referring to various different people, which are Tomei, or Asidi Truma. He says that the actual lashon of Ish is the rabbi says the oral. It's coming to the marba that an oral also is a koyan can't eat Truma. But the pasuk is being marba in the pasuk of Tuma, the same way Tomeim can't eat Truma, so an oral can't eat Truma either. So the more is understanding that to mean that according to Bekiba, oral has a lacha like Truma. Like Tomei, I'm sorry, and therefore the Gabi, the Chiyav of Ri'iyah, or will also have a Lach of Tomei, like Tomei.
I say if he was a Mumar, and that's why he's an RL, so then what's. Why is it that he doesn't have a mitzvah?
There is a locha that a mumer is the zebach hashem to eva. So whether you have a mitzvah or not, but we couldn't accept this korban. So I'm assuming that's where Rashi is coming from. It means so a mumer has the halacha at the raisa level. You know, he has some halachas which we can't deal with him like a regular person. Okay. Tana Rabbana, Tomei Potter Min Ri'iyah. Different prices says Tomei Potter Min Ri'iyah, and this price actually says the reason, which we theorized before, but here it says it. This price says it. Yichsiv Uvasa Shama Vaveisam Shama. Kol Sheyeshna Bebiya Yeshna Behavo, but Kol Sheena Bebiya Ena Behavo. That they go together. The midst of bringing a korban only goes together. The person who can actually come in himself. The Braisa continues and says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. We have quoted this before. Summa Bachas Me'edo is potter min Ria, and the Be'ezim and Aleph, that a summa in one eye is potter from Ria. Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Yereb, we darshan at Yere, Yereb. Kedar Shabba should be the Rois, Kach Bo Le Rois. This when you come to Rashi's pshat was before the same way you come to be seen by Kodesh Baruch Hu is with his two eyes. Also, you have to come to be, you have to come to see with two eyes. Just like, and so the he should turn. he should put it around. Look at this 1 second. Because there should be Leroy's Kachbole Rois, Mabo Leroy's Vishte Enov, Afbole Rois Vishte Enov. He turns it right. Just like you come to be seen by him with two eyes, you also come to see him with two eyes. Zot Rashi. Second Rashi, Pterminaria, and Chiyab Lishleach Erlos Rio Say and Ayed Eshliach. There's no Chiyab to send them through Eshliach because obviously the Tomei can't come in. And an Oral also has limits that where he's allowed to come in. But the question is, should he send the Korban? Tomei Einoi, what's over here? Tame is Enoi Chai Enoi Bibia and Chai Bibia Shana Yochel should be Enoi Bibia Shana Yochel the Kanos the Mekdosh to receive Kimitah Hashem Tame Minich Rasot Tame so Kimitah Hashem Tame Minich Rasot the person goes in his Betuma it's being Mechal the Mekdosh Orel Yisrael Shemeso Echav Machmas Milot Chachrasin the Marvel the Oral Katame Rikiba holds that Oral is like Tame Ish Mizar Aaron Behutzuru Azov. It says that he can't even Truma Sakadashim. It's referring to Behutba Kadashim Lo Yochal. It's referring to Truma. And it says Ish the Marvel and Oral in the same pasuk of Tame. Rabbi says Oral Shehu Katame Shal Yochal Truma Im Kainhu. He can't eat Truma Vizakar. Okay. Talk to Gemara, and the Morrison goes off into a Galatah. So we quoted the passage before. Who asked you to come and to trample my chetzer, my chotzer? No, sorry, the first one is the Risti Rose. Well, it's a combination of two. Rafuna Kimotala Haikra Yira Yiroa. Is Bachim. We got the pasuk of that Kleisel is called upon to come see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, called upon to be seen by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see us. So he cried. Why did he cry? Amr Eved Sharaba Mitzapaloi Leroysoi. That the relationship was such that the master anticipated and awaited the coming of the Eved. The person says, I want you to come so I should see you. So the Bershom is anticipating the Kleisel's coming. That was how deep the relationship was. And now Yisrachak Mimenu should distance himself from the Eved to the point who asked you to come? I don't want to see you. So we went from being so close that the Bereshit was sitting and waiting for us to come to the point where we said, when we do actually come, he says, please get out of here. Who asked you to come?
Although, according to previous Peshat, it was that they came with their shoes.
Right, so he's not literally. He's saying the Peshut HaShemikra is the Bereshit says, when you come to present yourself, I'm not interested in seeing you. So the Moran now is going to bring a series of places where the Tanoim Amaroyim, mostly Amaroyim, cried an apostic. Ravuna Kimata la Haikroa Bochi. Vizavata Shlomim Bochal Tashom. Russian says, bring your kabanas, and I want you to bring the kabanas and be marked with the Shlomim, and you'll eat them there. So, Evet Sharabah Mitzapa, the master is awaiting Shilechol al Shulchanai. The pasuk indicates that the Bereshit wants us to come and eat from his kabbonis. He's going to bring kabbonis to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, I want you to come and eat them also. So we're joining Kodesh Baruch Hu on his table. And Yisrachak Mimenu to see Lama Li Roy Zivchechem Yomar Hashem. What do I need all of your kabbonis for? I don't need these kabbonis. So the combination of the two, the going from this level of affection to this level of distance is so painful to the point that he cried. He also got to this pasuk. He would cry. What's the pasuk? Says that the brothers of Yosef were not able to respond, so Yosef because they were overwhelmed. If when Yosef gave them his teichacha, and Yosef an oidavichai, where he pointed out to them that all your arguments about the concern about your father and why I should therefore free Binyamin, they don't really fit correctly because you weren't concerned about that. All of you concerned about the father when you sold me away. So obviously you don't really care that much. So that teichacha that he gave them left them speechless. So teichacha, if that's when it's teichacha shel basar b'dam, teichacha shel kadosh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. When the Baruch Hashem comes and proves to us all the things that we've done wrong, what are we going to answer? The Medrash actually has the same thought, a little more expansive, in the name of Abba. Abba Yossi Kain Bardolo. He says, "My Yosef Katanta Shal Shvatim." Yosef was the youngest of the Shvatim, and when he said this, they couldn't answer him. So we have to stand in the Techocha B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Allah has come v'kama, the same thought. Rabbi Elazar Kimot Al-Haikru Abachi, so I'm assuming it's the same Rabbi Elazar, both Amaroyim, just with the flow of the Gemara. It was Rabbi Elazar Ben Pados, was one of the first generation Amaroyim. Kimot Al-Haikru Abachi, I got to this pasuk, he cried. Shmuel El Shaul. So Shaul through the Balas Oiv brought back the ruach of Shmuel to speak. And Shmuel says El Shaul Lama here guys Tani. Slash in the pasuk, 1 second. Have it over here. Here guys Tani. Yeah. The Halos to say, why did you? Why would you margus me? Why did you cause me to tremble to bring me back? So what was this trembling? What was this being margus him? He was scared that he was being taken for a din. So Mor says, "Mashmul atzadik hayir misyarim in a din." He thought he's being aroused, he's been taken to a din, and he was overwhelmed. So that's Shmuel. So on Allah has come of a kama, what are we going to do? So Shmuel Mahi, where do you see that Shmuel's concern that he was misyore? Ichsiv, because the Baal Sof says Ichsiv etemer ha'isha el Shmuel. So over here the word is. She says that she said Elohim Roisi Olim Min Haaretz. So we hear that it's referring to a great you know a great man like a Malach. But it says Olim Min Haaretz. Olim is Trei Mashma. So she says that she saw two of them coming. They only called one. So Chadashmol, well, Idach. So who's the other one? So the Mor says the other Shmuel, but I say the Moshe Bade. Shmuel went. They got Moshe.
Oh, really?
Tuba Chas v'Shalom Dina Mispoino. Maybe Chas v'Shalom, I'm being taken to Din. I want you to come and stand with me. There's not anything in the Torah which you wrote which I didn't do. Now, Tosis points out, he didn't ask Moshe to be his aide, because how would Moshe Rabbeinu know what Shmuel did? But rather, he says that Shmuel was saying, whatever the Torah said I did, but maybe, possibly, I misunderstood the Torah. So my drushas were in raw, and I did it based on my drushas, but that itself it maybe is a tain on me. I want you to come and testify at least that my drushas were correct. And that's how you learned also. Now, what din was Shmuel worried about? He wasn't worried about the Yom HaDin HaGadol, because then why does he think Moshe Rabbeinu was sleeping? Everybody's called for the Yom HaDin HaGadol. So, but it was still Tachyut Beis Chodesh. So he thought that maybe he's being Tachyut Beis Chodesh, the person could be called for a din still. So he thought that he was being called for his own personal din. And he felt he needed somebody to come to support him. So he was concerned. So you see, Shmuel was concerned. Rabbi Ami Kimata Lahaikra. We got to the Pasuk of Izbachi, he cried. Pasuk says in Eicha, Yitin Be'offer Piyu. His mouth will be full of offer. Possibly there's going to be hope. After all the Klaisa went through and all the Soros that we're describing, the trend of Soros, that should be a Kapar. He says, maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope. After all that, all we can say is maybe. That's painful. And the Morris will bring a few psukim along those lines. So the Morris says that. This was Rami's feelings. Rami came out to the high croak. Rami also came to a different pasuk, but he also cried at the same thought process. He says, "Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava. Seek out tzedek, seek out anava. Ulai, maybe when you do that, tisosru v'yarem af Hashem, you'll be able to find a place to hide in the day of Hashem's anger." Amr Kuli Hai, a person who's ran after Tzedek and ran after Anova, his mamish done everything that he could, and all the pasuk can say is, "Ulai, maybe you'll be safe." Rabbi Asi Kimata Lahaikra Bachi. Similar thought process from Rabbi Asi, Sinu Ra, you should hate Ra, Ve'ehevu Toiv, you should love Toiv. Mitzigu B'tzar Mishpat, you present yourself in the Shar Mishpat. Ulai Yechanan Hashem Elokate Savokos, maybe because Rech will have Rachmanas on Sheris Yosef. Kuli Hai, but Ulai, again, all after all of that, maybe. Okay, the Yosef Kimata Lahaikroa Bochi, Pasuk Mishle, it says that Riesh Nispe Beloy Mishpot. There's those which are gathered in. Hashem takes their neshama. Beloy mishpat. So when he got to this pasuk, he says that caused him to cry. That a person beloy mishpat was taken away. Now the pshuta shel mikra in chumash in Ksuvim, Rashi and the Radak over there, basically, you know, many of the Pesukim in Mishle, there's two halves to the Pesuk, you know, this and this, you know, the contrast in the two points. So the second half, the point of the second half of the Pesuk is that those who give and take care of a niyam, etc. And some people are gathered in due to the fact that they don't act for mishpat, they don't even afraid about giving stuck, or they don't even act properly vis-a-vis the niyam and given what they're just to. The Yeshan Ispa, there's those who are gathered in because of loy mishpat. Meaning, you know, with the fact that they are loy mishpat. Suppose we're not discussing when the Baruch Hashem's hanhaga to him is below mishpat. They're talking about their hanhaga is below mishpat, and therefore they deserve to be killed. But Rabbi Yosef is understanding the pasuk to mean that below mishpat. Now the Gemara, Rashi says that the Gemara's Omer Mi Ika is not the Gemara, not Rabbi Yosef talking. So Tosafot actually takes the word Omer out. And I think Rashi also is doing that. The Mordechai says, Umi ikad also b'loy mizimne. I mean, does such a mitzvah exist? The reverse is crying about this pshat, his pshat in the pasuk that persons can die before their time, b'loy mishpat, without this being deserved, shall we say. And does such a thing exist? Okay. Where it says, in, yes, such a thing exists. Kihod Rabibi Barabaya. Rabibi Barabaya had an interesting relationship. He used to schmooze with the Malach HaMavis. He used to come to get together on a regular basis. And the Malach HaMavis, they would talk. Okay. Now, Tosaf here puts out that so the Malach HaMavis was telling him a story which took place. The actual story took place not recently, but a while back. The Malach HaMavis said, Amar le l'shlucha, that he told his shliach, Zil Aisili Miriam Megadla Seir Neshayim. Go bring for me, in other words, it's time to bring her in. Miriam, the one who braids the hair of women. Now you remember her, we had her in Masechta Shabbos. She was Miriam Megadla Sar Neshaya, was the mother of Tosha calls him Pliny. She was the mother of Pliny. So he said, go get her. Also, Isilei Miriam Megadla Dardiki. So the Mashliach went and begat Miriam, the one who raised Dardikis, little children. Wrong one. Amrlei, so Machamovis told the Shliach, I know Miriam Megadla Seir Neshaya Amrlecho. I told you the other one. Miriam Megadla Seir Neshaya. Should I give her back? Okay, made a mistake. I got to correct it. No. Once she came ready, she should be for the head count. So the Malach HaMavis asked the Shliach, exactly how did you get her? Versus Habas Nikita Mitara Biyoda. She was holding the mitara biyada. The Russian mitara was the poker which you use to move the, like a wooden stick you used to move the coals around in the oven. Shagra like lighting, and macharya was, you know, she was lighting and cleaning out the tanur. She was taking out the old coals and putting in the new coals. So there was hot coals there. So shakalta v'anchasa agabod akara kodcha. So one of them came out and fell on. One of them fell out on the back of her foot. She got burnt. Agabod akara, the outside of her foot.
Back.
As opposed to the fat, the part which touches the ground, the top of the foot. Kotka, it burns her. And once that happened, Vistra Mazlo, so she's already in a state of danger, her Mazlo was overtaken by Sisa and was able to bring her. Amalei Rabibi Barabaya, Isilhu Rashus of the Mebethochi, I mean, are you allowed to do this? Yeah, she wasn't the right one on the list. It's a pasuk. What do you want from me? It's a parish pasuk in Mishle. Amalei. So Ravibi Barabaya says back to the Malach HaMavis. One generation goes, the next generation comes. So, which means that a person isn't taken until his replacement is available. But if you take the person too early, the replacement isn't available yet. So he says, Amr the Re'ina Lahu Anah. I don't give him over to the Shemer Mason immediately. I take them along with me. Adam, and they hang out in the world with me while I'm busy doing my things. So they come along with me for the ride. Adam Malalu Ladora until the next generation is ready to come. Adam Ashlim no lay Laduma. Then I give him over to Duma. Duma is the Malach, which is the Muna on the Mason. Or Malchun and Gehenna took Shaltim. Well, you say in the Hala below, call your day Duma. It's referring to this fellow over here. This Malach Duma. Amalei says, Rabbi says to him, so that's count. He says, Kilo, they're still around till the next door comes. Saif, still. Shanaya may avada, but those years that the person was supposed to be living, what do you do with them? I mean, you can't hang out with you is not considered that they're living. Amri ikat suber mirabonan demavra b'mile oisifna luhu le v'habithi lufe. If there's a tzibur, there's a talmid chacham who is also noyig that he's mavra al midosav, that he overlooks and looks the other way when people act improperly to him. See, Zoycha, that he gets those years. Very uncomfortable Gemara, Zakrashi. Eved, Dalma Beis. Shulchaviv the Rabbi. The Eved, which is so dear to his master, Asher Rabbi, Mitzapa, Beshoyev, Mosa Yireyu. He's away. He sits there, just awaits when the Eved is just going to show up. And now Yisrachik Me'alov, he distances himself to the point. He says that I don't want to see you. Yisrachik Me'alov, Ech Gia Yoyim. How does it get? How do we get to such a day? Shenepek Lord Lesone, he becomes an enemy. Berichakai, and he distances him. Mitziva Shlo Yireyu. I don't want to see you. Shenepek Yisavoy Liros Panai. The Zechach is the person who's going to express to him what is Verizah. How do you know Shmuel was Menol on the Misir? How do you know Shmuel was scared? He brought Moshe with him. Kulahai v'ulai, kol yisur malolu, yitzim afer piyu, ulai yesh tikva, yikabuk, and all these yisurim, v'edena masafik, yim tiyilo tikva, we're still not sure if that'll create hope for us. V'yesh nishtar v'ulai mishpat, yesh kolo v'ein oven b'yodoy, v'lhoye mishpat lispas. So, Rashi seems to understand that this Gemara is the same Gemara if there's misa b'loy chetz. That was a discussion we had in Shabbos, as well as in Brochus. There was a discussion, is there Misa B'loi Chet? So Rashi seemed to learn this sugya is the same sugya of B'lohayim Mishpat Lispais. There wasn't a Mishpat Lispais. Mashir Rav Chaim Zichel Lebracha used to always say on this that it doesn't mean that there was nothing that the person deserved at all. It means it wasn't an Aveira which there would have been a mishpat for Misa on it. When a person's in a situation where at the end of the day, any Aveira, the littlest Aveira is going against the Kadosh Baruch, the majesty of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the greatest king, so the littlest Aveira is going to be deserving of punishment. But normally the Baruch Shem is not the judge that way. But when it comes to certain situations where there's a ray on the mazel, etc., that the Gemara is going to say, so then the judgment can be decided at that point in time that the person is worthy to be taken away. Well, how you mishpat at least means there wasn't the regular judgment, let's say yamadin, etc. But certain scenarios can create that the file is reopened. This is not Rabbi Yosef talking, this is the Gemara talking. Now the Ben Hananel says that this Gemara over here with the Rebbe, it wasn't a real story. It was a chaloim that Rabbi Rabaya had. So I guess the Malach was accustomed to come to him in a chaloyim. The whole thing was like a chaloyim. So it's not clear if he was saying that they didn't. This didn't actually happen. There is a few Rishonim who quote this Gemara that it happened as indication that there's sakanas are dangerous and a person should not put themselves in sakana, even they believe that they're not, you know, they weren't nixer to be killed. So the issue was it running away from a situation of a magaif in the city, is that considered a proper unhugger or not? Or you say, listen, there's an address. You know, if you're on the address to be killed, what are you going to get by running away? So you might as well stay put. And the Maril and the Rashbash both answer that based on this Gemara that a person should run away. Or it's proper what the people are doing that they're running away. Go get Miriam who braids women's hair. How did you get her? She's holding the oud, which is the like the piece of wood you use to move everything around, and light it, etc. I think Ud's purpose was also lighting, and she was lighting it. And because Macharia Tanur Mechavedes says that she was sweeping out the old coals. So one coal came out. Sivte Agavad the Kar Hashiva Tu Al Gav Ragla Menichves landed on her foot. She got burnt. Her mazel, and then her mazel, her protection in Shemayim was weakened, and then we were able to get her. There's a problem that not the next generation isn't ready yet. Any boyson of the Shemar Hamesim, Sheshmay Duma, I don't give them over to Duma yet. Al Misgaglan Imi, they roll with me literally. They go throughout the other world with the Malach, Amavis. Hashit Malach Shnas until this time is completed. That's also called he's here. He says, but you still have those years. The Mavra Bemile, Mavra Amidosa, the Tamahokam, which overlooks the improper actions to him, he gets that extra time. So there is a Musik, apparently, according to this Gemara, that a person can get time which is not allotted to him originally, you can get extra time. So this raises the question, that's the Machlokes and the Mora in Yevamos, whether a person can get extra allotted time or not, because this Mora seems to present it as a double portion that he could. Okay.